Pixar production.
Okay, and welcome to this episode of Nul Point, recorded by the Religious Studies Project and in association with the British Association for the Study of Religions, with our studio audience here in Liverpool. My name is Christopher Cotter, and I'm now going to introduce our teams this evening. Our first team, the honorary team, we have Jim Cox and George Casitas. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Oh, great, thanks.
Yeah, fantastic. Have you been on a game show like this before?
Yes, several times.
Like what? Hmm? What game show was this, Jim?
Pointless.
I see, you've actually been on Pointless.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you should be an absolute expert.
I should, yeah.
George, how do you know Jim?
How do I know Jim? You used to come and examine us, didn't you?
I did, yes. I was your external examiner, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, hopefully you won't have to examine him too carefully this evening. Our next team, we have the BASR exec team. We have Stephen Gregg and Suzanne Owen. How are we doing tonight? How was the? Were either of you at the auditors' meeting just there? Yeah. No comment.
No.
No comment. Cool. Our next team, we've got our team all the way from Turku. It's Hanna Lettinen and Timo Terra. we're very European here at the Religious Studies Project, so we're delighted to have you. How are you doing this evening, both of you?
Great so far.
Yeah, feeling confident?
So-and-so.
So-so, all right. Well, we'll see how this goes. And our final team, last year's winner and last year's most entertaining loser, we have Dr. David Wilson and Jonathan Tuckett. How are we feeling, David? Are you ready to retain your crown?
I'll see. I think I might have gone past that quantity of claret that proves helpful.
Fantastic. Well, Jonathan doesn't drink, so hopefully you'll balance each other out. And there's only one person left for me to introduce, and that's my pointless friend, Mr. David Robertson.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
How are you doing tonight, Chris?
Mustn't grumble. Mustn't grumble.
Yeah. It's going to be a good competition tonight, I think. Jim's got a hungry look in his eye.
As always.
Yeah. David, you know, that amount of claret that you had worked for you last year, so...
It did. Yes, you're quite right.
Moving on, the rules of Nul Point. For the vast majority of these questions, we polled the elite audience of the Religious Studies Project. 64 people had 100 seconds to answer a variety of questions. So this is the show based on obscure and pointless knowledge. So... Every question, the idea is that the teams pick an answer which is both correct, but which the least number, hopefully no one, out of those elite crew picked. There is a prize pot this evening, David.
There is, yes.
And I would like to tell you that every time that one of our contestants picks a pointless answer, we will double the prize money. So what's it standing at right now, David? For listeners on the radio, of course, zero. No point.
I will remind you that the BASR are funding this.
Pressure, David, pressure. We'll explain a bit more about the rules as we go along, but for now, I think it's about time that we fired on with round one. Okay. The first topic for us this evening, books of the Bible. The first thing I've got to do now that we know what the topic is, you have to nominate who is going to step up to the microphone first in each team.
You're more than I do.
We had to pick a subject that nobody in religious studies would know anything about.
I like this guy.
You know the line.
Okay, so have we decided who's going first?
George.
Okay, so no. There'll be no conferring.
Okay.
And what we're going to do, we're going to go down the line of tables and then come back again. So we'll take one from each team. And what happened was we asked, we'll say 100 people for the rest of the show, but we asked 64 people to name as many books of the Bible as they could in 100 seconds. And you want to find one of the books of the Bible that the lowest number of people out of those 100 got correct. Okay. And I think there's a clarification, David, on what we mean by books of the Bible.
Yes, in this context, books of the Bible refer to the Old and New Testaments, as understood by the Westminster Confession of Faith, 1646.
Okay.
Not the Apocrypha.
No Apocrypha.
Well, we've just given too much away there, haven't we? You have to name one book that you imagine the least number of people managed to think of. So the most obscure book out of that you can think of. Right, so, come on, George, then pick a book.
Habakkuk.
Yes!
Okay.
Very good.
So you're saying Habakkuk there, George.
Habakkuk. Nobody will know that.
Habakkuk.
This one.
One! I didn't change it, that'll do.
Fantastic.
Who knew? Habakkuk, eh? Wonderful. That's a pretty good score there, George. Okay, so, team number two. Have we chosen who's speaking first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm speaking first.
And what book are you going to go for?
Joel.
Excellent.
So, David.
Yeah. I'll point out which one it is, right?
Here we go. Why? Fantastic. So we have George and Jim storming into the lead there, and Stephen and Susanna, are you happy with nine? Do you think that's?
I've heard of Habakkuk. I've not heard of. Think that was you?
Well, it was. They only had 100 seconds now. It's 100 seconds, so it's quite difficult. Moving on to our team from Turku, who's speaking? So, Teemu, what do we think?
I didn't realize that this is a big biblical studies quiz. But I know that there's a Finnish colleague called Titus Jelm, or Titus as we say it in Finnish. So I'm just going for Titus.
Very good. Okay, yeah. Very good, so, Teemu, going for Titus.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, okay. Don't know how low it's going to be here. Fighting.
11!
You know, out of 100, that's still, you know, pretty good. Pretty good scores. Well done. And moving swiftly on, our final team in the corner, who's speaking first?
I'm being looked at.
Okay, so David.
Nevertheless, who's going first?
What do we think?
I fancy the morality teal. How about Ruth?
Ruth.
Ooh.
Let's see how we do with Ruth. The suspense. What's it going to be? Ruth's another common name, of course.
Oh dear.
Now, that's quite all right. David, I thought that you were going to be trying really hard to retain your crown. What happened?
Isn't spiritualism in some ways considered a Christian?
I don't know.
So
at the end of that round, we've got David and Jonathan on 41, Teemu and Hannah on 11, Suzanne and Stephen on 9, and George and Jim on 1. Now, we're only halfway through the round, so
you know
Jonathan and David.
Who the theologians are now, don't we?
Jonathan and David, we have a chance to redeem yourselves here. Now, you get to speak first this time. We come back down the line, and we add the total of the next one to that score. And then it's the final total that determines who is rejected first. So, Jonathan, how are you feeling now? Are you ready to come up with another book of the Bible?
Ezra?
So you sound a little uncertain as to whether that's actually a book of the Bible. Shall we see if it's a correct answer,
Let's
David?
Let's see, shall we?
Well, if you ask me if the books are the nine divines, I could tell you most of them.
Yeah. No one knows what you're talking about right now.
I know!
One guy knows what you're talking about just now.
shall we see if it's a correct answer? You'll be relieved to hear.
Yes.
I'm excited to find out what it is.
16.
So 57 points is the score to beat. If you get any lower than 57 points, you are automatically through to the next round. How exciting is that?
Are we
going to
get knocked out in the first round?
Okay. Hannah, you're on 11 points. What are we going to say?
I'm going through the ones I know in English to begin with, but Elijah?
Elijah?
Yeah.
Elijah?
Elijah.
Okay. Book of Elijah? Incorrect answer. Which means that you actually get 100 points. So I'm afraid, Hannah and Temu, before we've even begun, that you are probably not going to be making it into the next round.
Thank you.
But we're going to play on, and we'll see what happens. Stephen and Suzanne.
I'm going for a safe option now. Galatians.
Galatians.
Mm. Ooh.
Galatians is a correct answer. You'll be relieved to know. Let's find out just how correct.
Oh, 25
people. Well done. So that'll be you on a total of 34 then at the end of that round. You guys, you're just sitting there, smiling away.
Well, okay. I'm pretty safe.
Looking pretty safe right now.
I would say Song of Solomon.
You would say Song of Solomon. Well, you would be correct. But just how correct?
Yeah, how correct?
Is the question. I'm on tenter.
28.
The team from Turku, you came all this way just to play this game. Did you enjoy it?
No.
well, we really enjoyed having you, but I'm afraid that...
We have a saying in Finland that, translated quite freely, goes... Short song is pretty.
Well, on that note, I'm afraid we've got to say... We've got to say goodbye. So at the end of that round, we ended up with, the former champions bringing up the rear there, BSR exec, you know, solidly. And then these honorary folk,
The old dinosaurs.
Well, I suppose back in the day, religious studies, they just involved learning the books of the Bible. So. But for now, we'll be on to round two, David.
Okay.
Everything's going to run perfectly smoothly. There were actually no pointless answers. Out of the 100 people, at least every single book was covered by at least one person. Yeah. So I'm assuming someone cheated in there somewhere.
Yeah,
or someone had a very good Sunday school teacher.
Lamentations with 11. Was that the highest of all of them? Or are these the lowest ones?
These are the lowest ones.
I know
the highest one was Genesis with around 90-something percent.
That's because everybody loves Phil Collins. These were the lowest ones. Lamentations 11, Joel 9, Obadiah 6.
Nahum?
I don't know.
Nahum.
Yeah. Zephaniah, Philemon, all on 9. As Chris said, no pointless answers whatsoever.
Okay, so we're on to round 2 now.
Shall we do the music again?
Yeah, let's do it. Get the crowd psyched again. Woo!
Before we go any further, Chris, can I point out that obviously for copyright reasons, we're playing Neil Poix tonight.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Although that music there might be recognisable to some, I didn't want to use the countdown from the TV programme. I thought we were getting into libel territory there. So I re-recorded it. Unfortunately, I didn't have any musical instruments, so I just did it with my mouth into the microphone of my computer.
Thanks for that, David.
Very good.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
So on to round two. And this one we didn't actually outsource to anyone. This one, we're going to use the results of the 2011 census. So there's a bit of education in there. On the UK 2011 census, 240,000 people in England and Wales ticked the other box and wrote something in. So what we've got here, we've got, there's going to be six clues and then another six clues. And these are the answers to these are the various self-identifications that people gave in the other box on the census. So what we want our contestants to do is first off find the ones that they can answer, and second of all, find the ones that they think the lowest number of people out of that 240,000 self-identified with. And what we'll be giving you here, these will be out of 100, so they're percentages of those 240,000. So we'll be starting, of course, with the honorees from that round. And David, do you have a
Yeah, there's just one. I wanted to point out to the audience that we've seeded the answers to most of these questions amongst the papers in all the panels that you've been at over the last 2 days. It took months of planning. We had hundreds of people involved, but almost every one of these has been. You've heard it somewhere in the last couple of days. So
yeah,
and thanks to all of the anonymous people who aren't here who took part in that. It was great.
Exactly, fantastic. So, George and Jim, we have to do what we did last time. You each
No conferring.
So teams, you'll nominate who's going to go first. The people who go first get this round of questions.
You two.
People who go first get this round of questions, and then we change the questions for the second pass. Okay. All right. So who's going first, George, Jim? James.
Okay. What do I do?
Which question would you like to answer?
I would like to answer a book by Mircea Eliade.
I see.
Shamanism. Archaic techniques of ecstasy.
Is that a correct answer, David? So we're going to hear the countdown.
1964 in English, actually.
What was it?
1964 in English. Yeah, and it was 1946 in French.
That's a pointless answer. Well done, Jim. So, just so you know, we're going to double the prize pot now because we've got a pointless answer. So it's currently standing at £0. Well done. And we can start off your scorecard again there. On zero. Suzanne and Stephen, who's going first?
I shall step up.
Stephen's going first.
I understood that one.
Which question would you like to answer, Stephen?
It's trying to work out which one will be lowest, isn't it? So I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah.
Stephen's got it.
But it's not contagious. Mediumship originating with the Fox Sisters' spiritualism.
Okay. Is that the correct answer, David? It's a correct answer. Well done. But just how correct? How many people identified as spiritualists in the UK census? Percentage of 240,000. 16% of those 240,000 were spiritualists. Okay, it's a respectable score. A respectable score. David, I'm sorry you didn't get to answer that question. Who's going to be speaking first from your team? David speaking first from your team.
I don't trust myself after last time.
Which one are you going for?
Maybe I can get right, don't I?
Set the good one.
I'll go for the first one.
Go for the first one. Ethiopia is their promised land. Yeah. So who's that?
Rastafarianism.
Rastafarianism. Mm-hmm. Is that a correct answer, David?
Yes.
It's a correct answer. What percentage of those 240,000 selected Rastafari? Or wrote it in the other box? 3%. Let me write that on your scorecard. Well done, well done. If we can go back to the questions, does anyone want to have a go at answering the other questions? So
we could ask the audience.
Yeah, Defenders of the Galactic Republic. Who do we think those are? Jedi Knights. I see.
Just to remind you, this is a comedy show, not.
And then, you know, this is sort of a tricky clue, just to confuse people. Enemies of the Galactic Confederacy. Who might this be?
What is it?
This is Scientologists.
Oh, Scientologists, all right.
Xenu was of the Galactic Confederacy. And from the Greek, without God, is, of course...
Atheism.
Atheists. There we go. If you'd selected Jedi Knight, it would have been 74% of those 240,000, so you're lucky you missed that one. Scientologists, 1%. Atheists, 12%, but that is people who wrote atheist in the other box, not people who ticked no religion.
All right.
There we go. So at the end of that round, we've got Jonathan and David on 3, Stephen and Suzanne on 16, and Jim and George on 0.
And as that's a pointless answer, that means we are doubling the prize pot.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So we are going to go back down the line again. And can we have our next set of questions, yes, please, David? Okay, so for the benefit of people listening, these questions are founder born in China around 551 BCE, both difficult to pick up and to listen to. Umbrella term for nature religions. Founder initiated into the, quote, old religion, unquote, coined by T.H. Huxley in 1869, and Tirthankaras are their teachers. What do we think of these questions, Jonathan? Stunned silence coming from Mr. Tuckett.
Well, I don't think I can use in front of the esteemed members of the BASR.
I see. And the EASR and the IAHR.
The top one.
Okay.
I think I know that one.
Founders born in China around 551 BCE. What are you going to go with?
Confucius.
So Confucianism. So Confucianist. Is that a correct answer, David? Just waiting to find out. That is a correct answer. Well done, Mr. Tuckett. So what percentage of 240,000 people? And obviously this is rounded down. It's 0. Another pointless answer. We should clarify, it was about 150 people, but when you take that into 240,000, it ends up being 0. So another pointless answer. We are now going to...
We're going to double the prize pot again.
Wow, this is now standing at a whopping 0. So well done. You stay on 3. Stephen and Suzanne. Suzanne, what are you going to say?
Huxley's one.
Mm-hmm.
Perennial philosophy.
Yeah, that's right.
Perennial philosophy. People identifying on the census as perennial philosophy. Is that a correct answer, David? I'm afraid that's not a correct answer, Suzanne. We are not going to tell you what the correct answer is in case the next team want to use it. I'm afraid that puts you on 116 points for this round. Pretty unassailable. Unless we end up having to disqualify James and Jim for some reason.
Commenting on her comment.
Good try. So, gents. Okay, George, so what are we going to go for?
Well, we think... I think...
Oh, yes, you think, of course. We're not conferring.
Not that we've been conferring.
Disqualified.
Just a slip of the tongue, honest.
Yeah, just a slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer to Huxley, but I'm going to play safe. Tirthankaras are their teachers. That's the Jains.
So is that a correct answer, David? That is a correct answer. Well done, George. How many? 8% of those 240,000. Fantastic. So well done. At the end of that round, Stephen, Suzanne, I'm afraid it's going to have to be goodbye. Did you have fun?
We had a lovely time. We're particularly pleased that you chose the criteria for membership on attractiveness of the membership.
Yes, well, we had to let someone from the BASR. Wonderful. Thank you. You've been good contestants. George, I wonder if you'd like the privilege of trying to fill in those other answers before we go down.
I think Huxley ought to be humanism. Is that right?
We'll see. Initiated into the old religion. Any ideas?
Paganism is the middle one. No, the third one down. I don't know what the second one means.
Both difficult to pick up and to listen to. Any ideas?
Any crossword players, maybe?
It may not necessarily be a traditional religious group that you would think
of. Shall we see?
Let's see what the answers were. Heavy metal. So if you'd said heavy metal, you would have got 3, pagan, 24, Wiccan, 5, coined by T.H. Huxley, is agnostic, 13, sorry, Suzanne, and the Tirthankaras, 8. Fantastic. Well, at the end of that round, we're down to our two teams to go head-to-head, the honorary team and the winner and best loser from last year.
Chris, I have to say, I thought your heavy metal joke was very, very good. And, you know, it didn't... That's yes, terrible. It's very clever.
Thank you.
Is it like a technical joke? It's the kind of joke other comedians go, that's very good. But nobody actually laughs.
Yeah. Well, people are laughing at me, if not with me. Just as usual, then. So we're on to round three now, and this is a head-to-head. Since George and Jim are in the lead, they will get to go first. Now it is a straight... if you win the round, you get a point, and it's the best of three.
And you are allowed to confer now.
You are allowed to confer now. So what's the... First round is cult leaders or leaders of new religious movements.
Yeah.
And we're going to it's a picture round, isn't it, David?
This is the picture round, yes, Chris.
So what we're going to give you, we're going to give you five pictures. Here we go. There's picture number one.
Yeah. And you can see our budget all over these graphics, can't you?
Picture number two. And for listeners, we'll put these pictures with the podcast when you download it so that you can, of course, see the pictures that our contestants are wrestling with.
Who's this good-looking fellow, Chris?
Well, I think it could have been me back in the day when I had hair. I don't know. Number four. And number five. So, again, just to refresh you with the rules, George and Jim, are you listening?
Yes.
Yes, yes. So what we did, we put these pictures to our panel, and you're looking for, A, to get the right answer of who they are, and B, the one that least people knew the answer to. So what are we going to go for?
TikTok.
That's Ryle, aka.
Okay, George. George, you've declared an answer out loud, so we're going to have to take that as your answer.
Right, yeah.
We've said that the one and the bottom left is Ryle. Yeah. So, David, is that a correct answer?
Yes.
It is a correct answer. Well done. Well done. So 28% of our illustrious panel guessed that that was Rael. Of course, his real name isn't Rael, is it, David?
No, his real name is Claude Vorhillon.
We should get a zero.
We accepted both answers. Okay, so you are
on... It's a good score, George. Don't feel bad. It's a good score.
28 for George and Jim. Jonathan and David, can we have the questions back, please?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Fantastic. What are we going to go for?
Unless it's in a digital video game, I have no idea. I mean, I need a picture of Talos up there. He's a cult leader.
Okay. Well, David, what do you think?
I don't actually know, so I'm going to have to guess. I'll go for Mary Baker Eddy.
Mary Baker Eddy, bottom right. Is that a correct answer, David? I'm afraid that is an incorrect answer. So at the end of that, you have 1 point... James and George, so you only need one more to get through to the final. Can we see what the...
Shall we reveal the answers? Yeah. Okay, one at a time.
Okay, so picture number one.
Nice.
Technology, looking good for people who can't see. It was L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard.
55%
the leader of the elves in Lord of the Rings. What about this one? Ethan? William Miller.
Ethan thinks it's William Miller. It is William Miller. 9% got William Miller. Who was William Miller?
He was the leader of the Millerites, who, you know, the great disappointment in the States. Yeah.
This handsome chap on the... David Koresh, thinking,
yes.
Yeah.
And, he played rhythm guitar for Queen for several years.
We already know who the handsome chap in the bottom left is. It's Claude Vorhillon.
Real.
And bottom right, we had quite a few interesting suggestions.
Any guesses from the floor for this one?
Eileen Barker.
We had quite a few answers. There was Annie Besant, Madame Blavatsky, my mum.
Yeah.
Someone said.
They would have won anyway.
It's actually Dorothy Martin.
Dorothy Martin, yes, the leader of the group from When Prophecy Fails by Festinger and the classic text.
And that would have been a pointless answer. So nobody
pointless answer.
Got that correct. Yep. Okay, so leading in the head-to-head are George and Jim, 1-0. We're going to go on to our Second round of the head-to-head. George and Jim. You'll think we've rigged this.
Shall we
you'll
just give George it now?
The good thing is that David
can I,
and John...
Can I call a fix on this competition? I'm feeling a little bit hard done by right now.
The reason people are feeling a consternation just now is that George has written a book on the Unification Church. However, David
He literally wrote the book on the Unification Church.
David and Jonathan do get to answer first, which is the good thing. And remember, it's not whether you get the answer right, it's whether the 100 people that we asked, or the 64 people that we asked, which was the one that least of them knew.
And Jonathan, we couldn't have a question about computer games due to the fact that it's the religious studies project at a religious studies conference.
Okay, so just for the benefit of people who are listening, the round is on the
David,
Unification Church.
Are you not writing an article about religion and video games?
For the benefit of people who are listening, questions are on the Unification Church. Number one, by what name is the Unification Church more commonly known? Number two, who founded the Unification Church? Number three, when did they die? Number four, what is the main text of the Unification Church? And five, the founder of Inform wrote a seminal book in the Unification Church. What is their name?
No, they're okay. I mean, fair is fair.
Who founded the Unification Church and when did they die?
Can you qualify the they?
They refers to the founder of the Unification Church,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
We were using it as a gender-free pronoun. They.
Oh, I see.
When did the founder of the Unification Church...
It could have been any of the founders of Inform, George.
Okay, right, go for number five, because we know the answer to that one.
And what is the answer to number five? Who is the founder of Inform?
They are Eileen Barker.
Eileen Barker. I think by the unanimous applause around here, that is a correct answer, David, but just how many people got it right? This is tense. It's surely tense. 25%. Of our 64. I think we maybe had a lot of biblical studies people, didn't we? So can we have the questions back, please? George and Jim, what are we going to go for?
We're going to go for number four, but we question whether you've got the answer right.
probably not. The main texts say unique to the Unification Church.
The main text...
We're just lucky we didn't ask Eileen Barker, to be honest.
The main text used to be a divine principle, but was renamed and retranslated as exposition of divine principle in 1996.
So, thank you for that clarification, George. I think we'll take both of those as a potential answer. Is it correct, David?
No.
It's a correct answer. Wanting to beat 23 here, and then that's you through to the final. 35. Only 11%.
Well done, George. Well done.
Fantastic. So, Jonathan and David, you made an admirable stab at that there. Well done. Despite Jonathan being a gaming studies person and not a religious studies person.
I kind of walked in the wrong door. I don't really know where I am right now. There's no TV screen and there's no Xbox controller, so I don't really know how to handle this situation.
Liverpool.
David, you're going to have to take the crown off now.
I know.
Well, anyway, thank you very much for playing. And congratulations to George and Jim for getting through to the final.
But a big round of applause for David and Jonathan.
Fantastic round of applause. So you can join the audience now. Now, in a twist of fate in the BBC show, which we don't have any connection with at all, they play for a jackpot. But our jackpot is a princely... How big was the jackpot, David? £0. We would have asked you a third question there on types of atheists.
We might still have to in the case of a tiebreaker.
We might well have to, but in normal pointless, you stay in the same team. But what we're going to do now, we're going to split you up. Split you up. We can't have two winners. We need to have... a single winner. So, Jim, could you move along? We don't want you to... You're rivals now. You got this far.
Thanks, George.
Yeah. Thanks. Best of luck, Jim.
It's up to you.
So,
okay.
James Cox and George Casillas are now playing for the coveted Religious Studies Project crown.
All right.
In our pointless or nul pois final. Yeah! Okay, so we wanted a question here that only religious studies people would be able to potentially cope with. And what's the topic, David?
Editorial board of religion.
We
are. That's the journal, not the thing.
So what we did, we gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many people on the editorial board of the journal Religion as they could. What we need from each of you, and we're going to have to toss a coin to work out who goes first. What we need from each of you is a correct answer from someone who is on the editorial board Religion, and the one that's most likely to be pointless. Heads or tails, gentlemen? Heads or tails?
Heads.
George says heads.
Okay.
George is going first.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, George, you're up first. So what we need from you is a member of the editorial board of the journal Religion who are 100 people were least likely to be able to name in 100 seconds.
I've no idea. But I will guess Gordon Milton. How about that?
He's guessing Gordon Milton. So, David, Gordon Milton, is that a correct answer? I'm afraid...
It's an incorrect answer.
Gordon Milton is not on the editorial board of the journal Religion. So, Jim Cox, if you can name anyone who's on the, on the editorial board of the journal Religion, you... have potentially won this Christmas special edition of Nul Pois.
There may actually be some in the room. I haven't checked, but... Actually, I shouldn't have said that. I'm giving it away now.
Could you raise your hand?
Who are we going to go for, Jim?
Robert Siegel.
Robert Siegel.
No.
Is that a correct answer, David? It's a correct answer. How many out of 100 knew that?
Six.
Well,
we have a winner.
We have a winner. But before we formally applaud you and say goodnight, what other answers were there to that, David? How did our 100 people do?
There was a lot of answers, and there was a lot of pointless answers.
They were very low scoring.
These were actually the highest scoring three here. Michael Stausberg, Kim Knott, Steve Sutcliffe, none of which are here.
None of whom are here.
Rosalind Hackett, surprisingly zero.
The president of the IAHR. No one knew that she was on the editorial board of the journal Religion.
David Chidester, zero, and Gregory Ellis, all zero. Commiserations if you're
clearly,
here.
Scholars of religion don't pay very much attention to who is on the editorial board of their journals.
Yeah, lots of pointless answers. You could have had Michael Gardez, Rosalind Hackett we've had, Sylvia Marcos.
That's it. David has forgotten the trophy, but we're going to present you with the trophy later, Jim.
Oh, great.
Yeah. When? Can we pretend we're presenting Jim with the trophy, and then we'll take a photo later and no one will know?
Okay, so, Jim Cox.
We're used to deep and imaginary things, so you'll have to have...
Jim, do you prefer rum or gin?
Gin.
Jim Cox collecting his gin. Congratulations. thank you, Jim. Well done. Well done. Now,
hey, and don't forget you've also won our coveted prize pot, which now stands at
£0.00, thanks to the BASR.
Yeah. Chris, we both had money on Jim to win, unfortunately, so we owe each other a fiver each. So if we just...
Should we just... Okay. We'll call it. I'll buy you a drink, you buy me.
Yeah, and I'll buy you one of that this evening.
Of course, this is our Christmas special, which will be going out the last week. So I think if we could all, since we're feeling so Christmassy, can we do a Merry Christmas as well? Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? I think. Count to three. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
And as the music plays, I just want to say thank you to the studio audience. Thank you to everyone who played. With fantastic, fantastic audience, fantastic contestants. Thank you to David for managing the audiovisual. It was a very complicated task, and we're very grateful for that. Thank you to the technicians for helping us record it, and thank you to the BA, EA, and IAHRs for allowing us to have this event, and thanks for coming. Go to the bar, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay, thanks.
Well, maybe it's Christmas as you're listening to this now.
I know that this is what I'm going to do on Christmas Day. I'm going to sit on my relatives' sound and make them listen to this episode.
Really? Yeah. I'm going to be watching Doctor Who, but, you know, good luck to you. Having edited the episode, I've heard it quite enough. Thank you. Chris and I are sitting here in the Wash Bar for our last recording session of the year. There's a huge storm going on outside. We're enjoying a nice beer. But it is an emotional moment, I think.
It is, and we're about to have a Google Hangout meeting with our fantastic web editor, Knut, and we'll be commiserating with him. We're probably going to be crying for most of the meeting.
There's lots of things going on behind the scenes, which we won't bore you with, but hopefully you won't, if everything goes right, you won't notice the difference. When we come back in January with our first podcast, which Chris will tell you a little bit about in a minute, which will be our second anniversary.
It will.
Which is astonishing. 2 years.
It's an absolute ton of podcasts, and we're now looking at well over 80 that we've been churning out. And
I think it's probably like the 90th one.
Yeah. And we've just got, you know, we've got so many plans to take this to the next level. We're going to turn the RSP up to 11. But yeah, the podcast, the first podcast back in the new year, is with Russell McCutcheon, and it's actually the first interview that Tommy Coleman, or Thomas J. Coleman III, has recorded for us. We've got quite a few of his coming up. David's given me a quizzical look.
Sure?
We haven't put out any of Tommy's interviews yet.
No.
He and Chris Silver organized the sort of RSP participatory psychology of religion.
Yeah,
so you've heard him before. Uh-huh. You've read some of his responses before, and you should have read his report from the SSSR conference.
The SSSR.
He's a familiar face, face and voice to the RSP listeners. We've got an interview with Russell McCutcheon on sui generis religion, or sui generis religion. Which has been a major theme throughout Russell's work, so we're glad to have that. And as I say, Tommy's got another few interviews coming up. Just to give you a flavour of what we've got coming up, Bron Taylor's coming back. Mm. You might remember our interview about Religion After Darwin, and he was a top gent. So we've got Bron Taylor again
talking about Bruno Latour's what were they called? The Gifford Lectures on the theme of Gaia, which we interviewed Bruno Latour during those lectures.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking we'll probably rebroadcast those as instead of a response that week, because they deserve a bigger audience, I think.
Yeah. This is synchronicity happening right here, right now.
It is, yeah.
And we've got Tim Jensen coming up.
We've got some other interesting ones. Robert McCauley on why religion is natural and science is not.
And we've got one on Habermas as with Michelle Dillon, that's Dusty Hosley.
Dusty Hosley, yeah, that might turn into another theorist series. I'd like to have another block of those if we can swing that perhaps later in the year.
Let's see how it goes. We probably should have flagged up before we started babbling that we're going to put some outtakes at the end of this.
Yeah, because that episode, I'm sure, sounded, you know, pretty smooth and professional.
There's an additional like 45 minutes worth of audio.
Let's just say it wasn't quite as smooth as it sounded, but that was part of the fun of the live event. We'll give you a little flavour of that coming up. But other than that, sincerely,
thanks for listening.
That worked.
Yeah, it was a bit rough around the edges, but
I was always going to be honest. Fun.
George Casidas, are you in the building?
Oh yeah. Yeah, right. Okay, so, yeah.
Applause, yeah.
How are we feeling tonight? Yeah! Woo!
You can all watch for that piece of same applause coming up repeatedly when you hear the edit. No punchline, no.
Okay, sorry, I was just opening my gin.
You've only to name one.
Not only no apocrypha, no deuterocanonical.
Canonical. My error of expertise. I've to name one, not the whole lot.
So, David, let's see how the transitions goes and we get the scores on the screen here. This is, you know, I would just like to say also, our technology rivals the BBC's here. Just, you know, the smoothness that everything's going to be working with.
That's what I was
So, Habakkuk.
Right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's see if this works.
How are we going to manage the IT here?
I'm going to do the best I can. I've never had four computers to work simultaneously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our team.
25.
What was it? It's 28.
What about lamentation?
Our audiovisual. It's just not working. 28.
No.
That's the previous one. Where this audiovisual is letting this down again.
The suspense.
Come on, audiovisual.
I'm sorry, I'm pressing the wrong keyboard.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
It was a correct answer,
can you,
David.
Yes, can you ask me again, please?
Just how many people got it right? So 25... Was it 25%, David?
It was 25%.
Okay, so you've got to score 25.
I'm confusing you by making it work now.
Yeah. Oh, well,
who got the last one, by the way? Does anybody remember?
Other people have answered it. It's how many people...
Wait.
Come on. We can do it.
No, we can't.
The audiovisual has failed us.
And there was music, but the music isn't happening. On that note, we'll have to say goodbye.
Hang on.
On that note, we'll have to say goodbye.